Slacker and Steve on demand.
This could go bad. I don't know how many people want to admit this, but we're looking for people who show off.
Yeah, and it kind of didn't go as well as you had hoped.
Yeah. Can I just say this? And I don't know if we've talked about this specifically before, but when you hear the word showing off, do you feel like a female ever does?
No, it's usually a dude's dumb, yes. Stupid, mostly drunk dudes.
Because males just, it's the peacock thing.
It's how we try and stand out amongst the group.
And it doesn't.
No.
So I think we want you to call and tell us when you were showing off and something stupid happened to you. Or so that we actually have females calling in as well.
Rat out
the idiot who tried everything to show off in front of you.
And failed epically.
New research shows that it's testosterone that makes us do it.
Yeah.
So that's why it is a more male trait.
Yeah.
Testosterone affects the way a man attempts to display his dominance. Like he tries to do status-seeking behaviors, they say. Causes aggression. But they also think it may cause a man to spend more time at the shopping mall so that everyone can see him.
Oh, okay.
So they did this experiment where they gave dudes testosterone and then they gave them a placebo. And then the dudes who actually had the testosterone would go buy the expensive crap to try to show off. And the other person did something logical and not stupid.
God, okay.
And not showy and not... You know what I'm saying?
Was smart.
Right. It's 100%.
Yeah, it usually is. And we can't help it. Like you said, it just chemicals kick in.
I would pay extra points for women to... Because what do women even do to show off? I mean, they unzip their dress. Like, they'll show their leg or something. And that's not even showing off. That's more like using your womanly wiles.
Right,
I mean, guys try to do that if they're ripped.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But, I mean, showing off is... Okay, here's a dude. The local news was doing a news segment highlighting outdoor activities, excuse me, including a 10K race and a team relay. Some dude in the background tried to jump a fence behind the live camera just to be like, oh, he calls all his buddies. Come on, turn on channel 9. I'm going to be on in the background, but I'm Kathy Saban. This didn't happen here, but he didn't judge where the fence was quite right. So he jumped too early. So he... fully wiped out. Trips over the barrier, knocks it over. The whole thing.
Live.
It's just dumpster fire, yard sale, all happening there.
Uh-huh.
The good news is when he knocked everything over, he's still on frame in the camera. He gets up, picks up all the fence, and puts it back to where it was supposed to be.
Oh, so then like really never...
So he's a show-off.
There you go.
But he's
cleaned up his...
We do have one news story recently about a woman showing off.
Yeah, this is dumb.
What did she kill, a deer?
Yeah, she was poaching deer.
Which is so...
Right.
It's not even hard to get a license,
right.
Is it? So her name's Cannon Harrison. She got a notification on the dating app Bumble that a woman was... Oh, no, it is a guy. Wait, okay. I'm just going to read the whole story here. Cannon Harrison received a notification on the dating app Bumble that a woman was interested in chatting with him.
Oh,
I'm getting it now.
Okay.
That woman went on to brag to the dude about shooting and killing a deer.
Yes.
She told him where she lives. Little did she know, the guy she's bumbling is a game warden.
What are the odds?
So he does a tiny little online sleuthing. He was able to find her, identify her. Game wardens show up at her house. And she had to plead guilty because of her little show-off episode to hunting deer out of season, possessing game that was taken illegally. She faces $2,400 in fines.
That was
but she doesn't have to go to jail.
Wow, that's quite a first date. When
it's like, I'm not on Bumble, but it's just like, hey, my name's Cannon. Oh, really? I kill deer when it's not season. Maybe I don't know the mating rituals as they stand right now. You're not on any of those things, but I just feel like you, as the serial dater, that's less of a come hither and more of a what?
A plea for help.
Right. I'm a total taxidermist. You got anything dead at your house? We'll stuff crap in it. What? No, I don't.
That's quite an opening line.
It's, yes. So we're looking for you to tell your show-off stories. The last one, a drunk idiot crashed a rented Lamborghini.
Oh, this guy.
It was a bright green Lamborghini Gallardo.
Yeah, it's not quite. It's
nice. It's beautiful though,
yes.
Right? He had rented it. He was chasing this 19-year-old woman he met at a bar. She had rejected him. He swerved out of control and crashed into a tree while attempting to show off.
I love what she did.
She made a video recording his failure and mocked him.
Yep, but...
The police used that video as evidence to arrest her for driving without a license.
It's like, what?
He got arrested for drunk driving. Yeah. And everybody's arrested.
Yes, for trying
from
to show,
one right? show-off incident.
Morons.
Do you show off? You don't. You're not
I
the type. Used,
yeah, not anymore. I mean, I don't really have to. I mean, I'm just it precedes me now. I don't really
have your reputation?
Yes. Got so it. I really don't have to.
How says about, the guy who has an S5. I always wanted to show off.
Wait, you thought I bought that car just to show off?
Everybody knows why you bought that car.
Why is that to show
Compensation?
Off? It is not.
Oh, my God. Why else would you buy a show-off car?
Why am I driving my Jeep all the time, then?
I guess you've given up.
Okay, that's whatever.
You're tired.
No, it's not.
I always wanted, like a...
Dude, you're...
I wanted a muscle car or something.
Okay, your patent move was Slacker. Back in the day, he would show up like at a house party, and he'd be all quiet and stealth-like, and he would spy up like a harpsichord or a piano from across the way.
And how is this showing off?
And then Slacker would quietly...
By tinkling the ivories just a little bit.
He would sit down and just like plink, plink, plink. Mm. But then he would start into a Journey song. And suddenly, women coming in out of the woodwork would get... That was your
show. Showing off. That's not peacocking.
Peacocking, yeah, a little bit.
If I picked up the piano and slung it over my shoulder...
and then walked out with it?
Yeah! All right, that was a bit of a show-off.
No, but you had to... You used what you had available
at
the...
That's all I had, man.
Yes.
Now I have nothing.
Okay.
So here's the deal. We want to hear some show-off stories. Doesn't have to be crash... Whatever it is. And if it's you, that's great.
Yes.
And that means you're probably a boy. And if you're a girl and somebody did something stupid showing off in front of you, we want to hear those stories too. Jessica...
Yay!
Peacocking. I'm sorry. Showing off. Who are you ratting out?
So I'm talking about myself this time.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
Okay.
I'm actually quite the show off. I don't know what it is, but okay. So one night, after hanging out with a bunch of my friends, we went back to one of my friend's houses, and he had a flagpole in his front yard. And I am a really good climber, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to climb that. So I go on over. I start climbing. My best friend says I get about 12 feet up or so, and then I just hear the pole just, like, crack, and it breaks in half, and I just feel it sway from one side to the other side, and then the whole thing just, I go down with the whole thing.
You had to ride a broken flagpole down to the ground.
Yes, I did, yes. And I ended up having, I fractured my pelvis in two places, and... It was not very fun, but I was a little drunk, so I was like, you know what, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're limber.
Yes, yeah.
More limber.
There's that. Yeah, that didn't turn out.
Your pole jumping days are over then?
No, actually, I was back at it. Good to go by December. This happened in October.
Good for get back up on that pole. That's what you
yes. That's what they tell strippers and and show-offs. Thank you, Jessica. Did you really just say the sentence, get back up on that pole?
It's like, you know, back on the horse? It's
yeah,
back
no,
on the
I okay, guess. Right, you're right.
Okay.
Alex?
Yay.
Showing off.
So I was a competitive figure skater for 14 years.
Nice.
Knew how to do quite a few things skating. So I was on a second date with this guy. And it's been about 5 years since I quit skating. And I thought that I'd go do something, you know, fairly basic, but something that not everybody can do. I ended up tearing my MCL and my ACL in my knee.
Oh, but
is it first date, second date?
Second date.
Oh.
Second, you went for the triple lutz,
the South Cal?
Yes. You went Ow, Alex.
You can tell that Steve and I watch competitive. Yes. That's the only thing we watch in the Olympics.
So he had to like call the ambulance. He had to take you to the, pick you.
Second date, I step over.
They had to call the ambulance. I was taken off the ice in the gurney. I completely just blew out my knee. It was awful.
Oh,
geez. All right. Let's hear the ending of the story. He's been your husband for how long?
He came to the hospital, saw that I needed surgery, and I never heard from him again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
there's one of two ways that's going to go.
True.
The tragedy's either going to bring you together, or he's like, peace out, you weirdo.
Yep.
Oh, man. Thank you for the call, Alex. Becky?
Yay.
Showing off.
I was on a third date with a guy. He had a lifted Jeep, and I was trying to get out of the Jeep in a really cool, cinematic way.
Okay.
And I fell out of the car and hit my head on another car trying to get out.
Holy crap.
Like concussion protocol, or where are you at?
Put her in the tent.
I blacked out for a second or two.
Oh, no.
I don't remember having hit my head on the car.
Becky, when you came to, was he still there, or was he just
Eddie torn vanished? Out of the parking lot, yes. In his Jeep?
I married the guy.
Oh, it's
see,
one
this
of
one
those.
Has the happy ending. Yeah. See, there was two ways it could go. Because yeah. You're a show off, and he's overcompensating for something with a lifted Jeep. Okay. You guys are a match made.
Made for each other.
MFOE. Got the little necklaces to show it. Thank you for your show off story. Oh. I am floored by how many women are admitting they show off.
Me too.
Julia.
Hi. Yeah, I got
it. Showing off.
Okay, so I got drunk one night with some friends, and they used to tease me because I hung some bird feeders that my kids made me in my living room off of the ceiling because I couldn't reach the tree outside to hang them up.
So are birds actually feeding in your living room, or they're just hanging there as
No, they're just hanging there because they're pretty, and my kids made them.
Okay.
So my friends always give me crap about it, and so one night we're sitting in my living room drinking, and they're like, I bet you can't kick that. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can, because I used to be a cheerleader. Oh. So I had shape-ups on the old Skechers shoes that are all rounded at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, so your vertical leap is another 6-7 feet at this point.
So I kick the thing, and I just barely hit the corner of it, and they're like, no, that doesn't count. And I'm like, okay, well, it's because of my shoes. Let me take off my shoes. So I kick off my shoes and I go to kick the thing again. And of course, this time I'm in my socks and I hit the bird feeder, but my stocking foot on the carpet slips out from under me and my legs go up in the air like a banana peel cartoon, and I broke my tailbone.
Broke it. That hurts. Oh. Yeah.
And there's bird seed everywhere.
Oh, that's wrong.
The humanity. Slacker and Steve.